Get Sleepy is a production of Slumber Studios and is made possible thanks to the generous support of our sponsors and premium members. If you'd like to listen ad-free and access weekly bonus episodes, extra-long stories, and our entire back catalogue, you can try out Premium free for 7 days by following the link in the episode notes. Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas, and I'm so glad you're here for tonight's story. This evening, we'll be visiting the ancient Germanic goddess, Istra, and witnessing the celebration of spring in a tiny village. It was written by Frankie and will be read by Heather. Let me ask you, how does a completely ad-free Get Sleepy listening experience sound to you? And how about access to nearly 700 full-length stories and meditations, including dozens of extra-long episodes and series stitches? You can enjoy all of that with a Get Sleepy Premium subscription, which is the best way to listen and to support the show. As well as everything I've already mentioned, every single Thursday we release an exclusive bonus episode for our premium subscribers. Like tomorrow, when we'll join a man named James as he enjoys a trip to the French Riviera, exploring a quiet village that was once home to the artist Picasso. The first 7 days of a Get Sleepy Premium subscription are free, and you can cancel any time. So why not give it a try and enjoy the best rest you can get? For more information on all of our plans, visit getsleepy.com/support or just follow the link in the show notes. Thank you all so much. So, my friends, I invite you to make yourself as comfortable as can be and to simply focus on the luxurious feeling of your supportive bed and pillow. Breathe in gently and slowly, and just as steadily, let the air flow back out. As you continue to breathe in a soothing rhythm, try to recognize the pleasure of this moment and be grateful for its restful simplicity. Somewhat relatedly, I was out on a run yesterday through my village, and there was an elderly man on the other side of the road, strolling along slowly, supporting himself with his walking stick. As I ran by him, I exchanged a smile and a nod, and then he called out to me and said, "I wish I could do that." In the moment, we both chuckled and I simply wished him an enjoyable walk. But then, after that quick exchange, it struck me that I am so lucky to be able to get out and move my body, whether that's for a run or a bike ride, or just a simple walk. And it was nice that such a short, light-hearted exchange acted as a gentle reminder not to take such things for granted. So, as your gentle breaths continue to come and go, I want to remind you that you can be grateful for the simple, small things that you are lucky to have. I want you to repeat in your mind, I am so lucky to have a place to rest. I am so lucky to be warm, safe, and comfortable tonight. Again, I am so lucky to have a place to rest. I am so lucky to be warm, safe, and comfortable tonight. Now, enjoying that sense of comfort and restfulness, begin to imagine a bright green forest with a thick carpet of springy green moss. The breeze blows with the fresh scent of early spring. We're traveling to the Bavarian forest, home of Istra. This is where our story begins.
Among the evergreen, spruce, and fir trees are beech trees, with the first buds of spring alighting on the tips of their branches. The sun bursts from behind a fluffy white cloud to illuminate the greenery. The new buds shine like tiny jewels on the gray beech branches. The clouds move at a steady pace across the sky, white and woolly as raw cotton. The sky itself is bright blue, calling to mind the color of the cornflowers that dot the open meadows. A clear spring bubbles through the forest, leading from one of the high glacial lakes down into this green forest valley. Set back a little ways from the stream is a small cottage. The cottage itself seems to be more raw nature than structure. Instead of hay thatch, a thick bed of moss grows along the roof. The stone chimney leans heavily on a beech tree and produces curls of blue smoke. The walls are surely made from stone as well, but moss and crawling plants weave so intimately along and between the stones that it's hard to make them out. A few windows faced towards the stream. Their wooden shutters are painted with colorful patterns of flowers and pollinators. One of the shutters moves slightly and is gently thrown open. Long arms ending in graceful, green-tipped fingers open every shutter in the cottage before opening the wooden front door. The goddess of spring steps out of her winter home, yawns, and stretches in the sun. She turns her face upwards and closes her eyes in pleasure. She takes several deep breaths, relishing the warmth on her face after sleeping and dreaming through the long, cold winter. Smiling, she turns back into the cottage. She appears again a few minutes later, bearing her gardening tools, and takes them to a small clearing behind her home. The long winter months have sent last year's plants into hibernation, and the weeds have taken advantage of Istra's long sleep. She studies the patch for a few moments, trying to discern the spiral pattern of her garden plan from between the neglected remnants. Satisfied with her assessment of the work to be done, she begins. Istra digs her hands into the earth, savoring the feeling of the cold dirt between her fingers and grounding herself after so much time traversing the land of dreams. She starts at the outside of her spiral plan herb garden and makes her way towards the center. Istra begins with valerian, removing any competing weeds from the patch so that her small crop will have the space to return with vigor this year. Her plants will need to be healthy so that when autumn arrives, she can make tea and return to her annual slumber. Next is her collection of fertility herbs. As the goddess of spring and new life, Istra takes special care to promote the growth of these plants. She clears away any intruding weeds from her alfalfa patch before sowing a few small rows of barley. Her most powerful plant, mugwort, is hardy. It requires little work from her to prompt continual growth. She smiles down at the maroon stems, green leaves, and delicate white flowers of these beloved plants. Unlike mugwort, her basil patch needs to be completely replanted. Though basil requires more labor than other plants, Istra enjoys the annual cycle of sowing, growing, and harvesting that comes with the aromatic herb. It reminds her of the importance of change even though it may mean hard work. Basil is important for health, and Istra tends the herb as an offering to the local women who worship her in return. Finally, at the center of the spiral is a place reserved for clover. The three-leaf plant is sacred to her. Like herself, it goes through an annual cycle of growth and rebirth. Istra blesses those who grow it in their own gardens with good luck, prosperity, and fidelity in love and friendship. Her variety is white clover, as the color white is also sacred to her. Istra moves on to a small young apple tree, growing away from the herbs. The tree has been too young to produce fruit the past few years, but as soon as she places her green-tipped fingers on the bark, Istra knows that this year will be the first harvest. She has grown this one from a seed. She tends to it as lovingly as she would her own child. Istra stands and surveys her hard work. She can feel the health of her garden, ready for another year of proliferation. She wipes the dark earth from her hands onto her apron and inhales deeply. Before putting her gardening tools away for the day, she checks the health of a large blackberry bush that creeps up the side of her cottage. Istra can see small, unopened buds forming beneath the cover of the deep green leaves. She looks forward to a few weeks from now, when the plant will burst forth with white flowers, making her home a haven for bees and other pollinators. She can almost taste the summer blackberries as she puts her gardening tools back in her cottage. The cottage is warm and bright, with the springtime sun shining through the windows. On a table rests a garment, a dress, unfinished and surrounded by sewing supplies. Istra takes the fabric, tools, and a chair outside near the creek. She sits and continues her work on it, enjoying the sound of the babbling stream. It's traditional for celebrants to debut new clothes on Ostara, Istra's day of spring celebration. New clothes are worked on all winter and provide a creative outlet for people during the long, dark months they spend indoors. Istra has been in her annual hibernation and still has yet to finish her garment. A rustling in the bushes draws Istra's attention from her sewing. From the underbrush appears a small brown rabbit. Her nose wiggles excitedly at Istra. Her large dark eyes take the goddess in. Istra puts down her work and smiles at her guest. Taking this as an invitation, the rabbit darts back into the bush. Istra waits patiently for a few minutes, humming to herself. The rabbit returns quickly with a small, colored object. She places the object at Istra's feet and darts off for another. Istra picks it up. It's a tiny egg, dyed pale pink. The rabbit returns, this time with a slightly larger egg that is green. She places that one at Istra's feet as well. After a few minutes, Istra has a small pile of decorated eggs. They are all shapes and sizes. They have been painted and dyed in beautiful hues. Red is the color of new life. Green, the color of the earth and fertility. Blue, a color sacred to Istra herself as the goddess of spring. And pink, the color of Ostara. Istra laughs with joy as the rabbit settles next to her. She leans down and strokes the animal's soft fur and long ears. The rabbit closes her eyes in contentment. Istra decides that rabbits will always be sacred to her as a reward for the lovely gift. A warm golden glow emerges from where her green-tipped fingers caress the rabbit. For a moment, the animal is encased in a cocoon of golden light. The light fades, and the rabbit blinks at Istra. The goddess then examines each egg, holding them like precious jewels. The golden light grows to surround the eggs as she lifts them. Eggs, too, will now be sacred to Istra and her celebration of Ostara. Istra takes a few of the painted eggs to her herb garden. The rabbit follows her, hopping merrily through the soft moss floor. Istra again puts her hands into the fresh earth. She buries one egg in each patch of her herb garden. As she does so, she blesses them and invites them to share their gift of life with her plants. When she finishes, Istra turns to the rabbit, who wiggles its nose in approval. Istra goes into the house and returns with some twine. The pile of eggs awaits her by the creek. Carefully, she ties pieces of twine around each one to create little hanging baskets for her gifts. When she has created enough harnesses, she takes them to her apple tree. She savors the act of placing each painted egg on the tree. Every time she hangs an egg, she stands back to see the effect and consults with the rabbit as to the placement. When she has finished, her little apple tree looks as though it is already bearing bright fruit. She crouches down to stroke the rabbit again. The rabbit blinks at her and turns back to the forest. Istra returns to her sewing with her heart practically singing with joy. She picks up the needle and silver-colored thread to finish the final details of her garment. With the rabbit and its gift still at the front of her mind, Istra embroiders a row of tiny eggs along the edge of the bodice. This final detail complete, she returns to her cottage to put it on and prepare for the feast. A few minutes later, Istra emerges. She is wearing her newly completed dress. It is white, pastel blue, and pale green with long flowing sleeves. Along the neckline, the sleeves and the bottom of the skirt run silvery designs. There are flowers, bees, butterflies, eggs, rabbits, and leaves. In her hair, she has woven crocuses and lilies, both flowers of rebirth and new growth. She touches one green-tipped hand to her flowers, making sure they're in place before walking into the forest. The sun, while still high, has started its downward journey, just turning the cool early spring light a little warmer. Istra admires the timid way in which the forest starts to wake itself from the drowsiness of winter. Moss, the constant carpet, has brightened to a vibrant green. She enjoys the velvety feel of it beneath her bare feet. Everywhere, trees show the signs of new life about to burst through. The tips of branches are heavy with buds, just peeking out, so that every tree seems to have an outline of lively green. The wind, which has been bitterly cold for months, now brings that primal scent of spring. It's the scent that seems to awaken the mind and energize the soul. Istra can practically hear the trees grumbling and stretching their ancient limbs with each gust of wind. Before long, Istra arrives at her destination. A meadow opens up at the edge of the forest. Beyond it, she can see a small village. She admires the view of this little slice of civilization before she turns to its inhabitants, all of whom are in the meadow. They have brought every table, chair, and bench in the village. They are set up in a great circle, like the wheel of the seasons. Old and young alike are sitting at the tables, chatting and laughing together. They are as energized by the return of spring as the inhabitants of the forest. Istra looks at them from the edge of the meadow, her eyes filling with love and appreciation. These are her worshippers, her celebrants, her people who, every year, gather in this meadow to feast with her on her day. She admires their shining faces, each one as radiant as the early wildflowers that populate the meadow. Istra notices, with joy, the new outfits that the townspeople have worn for the feast. They are a fantastic array of colors and textures. She marvels at the creativity and ingenuity that they have displayed. She wishes she had the power to stop time and appreciate this moment forever. But a small child, also with flowers in her hair, notices Istra and gives a shout of greeting, pulling the goddess out of her musings. The whole village turns toward her and cheers a welcome. Istra makes her way around the table, shaking hands and greeting each person in turn. Her hands glow golden, blessing each person she touches. Istra is ageless. She sees the shining green eyes of an ancient woman and is reminded of the woman's great-grandmother who lived over a century ago. Happily, she accepts a seat next to the child who first noticed her approach. The little girl, who was outspoken and rambunctious a few moments ago, is now shy and in awe as Istra takes a seat beside her. Istra sees the child admiring her flowers out of the corner of her eye and holds her hand out to the little girl. From her green fingers grows a lily larger and more beautiful than the ones in her hair. The little girl's eyes are wide as Istra hands the flower to her. Now that Istra has arrived, the villagers all hold hands and offer a prayer of gratitude for the feast laid out before them. They chant together, their many voices becoming one. Thank the farmers for growing the food. Thank your mother for giving you life. Thank the earth for giving us all life. They turn their attention to the food in front of them. The tables are laden with sweet cakes, fish, biscuits, ham, and cheese. The earliest spring vegetables, asparagus, carrots, and leafy greens, have found their way to the table as well. Honey, the most sacred food on Ostara, is found in nearly every dish. Honey-glazed ham and honey sweet cakes are Istra's favorites. Even more than the taste of the food, Istra savors the sense of community and the feeling of her people around her. She peers around the table, attempting to memorize every face and the abundant happiness found in each one. The relief that winter has finally passed is reflected in each peal of laughter. Istra feels the wave of hope for the coming season radiating off the group like the sun's warming rays. Her mind and body now fully nourished, Istra turns her attention to her duty. She gracefully stands from the table and walks into the wildflower field. The people of the village follow her, some taking a goblet of drink or one last honey cake with them. Their boisterous chatter becomes more muted and respectful as they all follow Istra's lead. The congregation seat themselves amongst the few early wildflowers and newly sprouted grasses. Istra takes a seat slightly apart from the others and closes her eyes. She focuses in on the warm well of energy deep within her chest. It's the very essence of spring. She ruminates on the energy and knows that the golden light of her power is glowing all around her body. Slowly, she moves her green-fingered hands to the earth and channels her energy through them. The villagers watch as the grasses around them steadily reach for the sky. From small sprouts to full green shoots, the grass bursts with life. Where once there was but a few wildflower buds, now a plethora of colorful blooms appear. White, pink, purple, blue, and orange flowers open their petals to the sky, surrounding the villagers in a rainbow blanket. Butterflies and bees flutter excitedly around their new flowery feast. Istra's power moves past the boundaries of the meadow. In the freshly tilled fields, seeds begin to germinate. In the forest, trees sprout bright green leaves. birds begin to sing in a merry chorus. Squirrels chase one another up and down the trunks. Bears stir groggily from their hibernation. The rabbit pokes her head from her burrow and sniffs the air, mimicked by a host of tiny baby bunnies. Every plant, animal, and person is engulfed in the vitality of the new season. Istra opens her eyes and smiles at another bountiful blessing of spring.